House, please come to order. Members, please indicate your presence by voting. Madam Clerk.
24 members present.
You have a quorum to conduct business, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, may the general reflect that Representative Anderson, Hull, McGuire, Moses, Salmon, and Thomas were previously excused from the call of the House today. And Mr. Speaker, may the general reflect that we have Representative Wyrick, who was previously excused, and Grunberg are present. And I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Cott be excused from the call of the House today.
Okay, Representative Holm is here, so he doesn't have to be excused. Okay, without objection then, those members who aren't here and are excused will be excused for the day. Leading the invocation today is Pastor Tom Matthews of the Douglas Island Baptist Bible Church. Members, please rise for the invocation.
In respect for the various beliefs represented here today, I would ask you to please join me in prayer. Dear Lord, Creator of the universe, these last few days have been incredible. When the sun breaks out over these peaks, how can we but cry out in thanks to you for your wondrous creation? The hymn writer expressed it so well when, after noting the wonder of it all, he sang, "Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art." I echo that praise today. I pray for your blessing on this session. Give each representative here today a vision for the future of our great state. I pray for our national leadership as well. I pray that you would clearly lead our country forward in a path that would honor you. I also want to lift up those who have been affected by the terrible tragedy of the fire yesterday. In the face of such loss, it's hard to know how to pray. I do pray for the leaders and congregation of the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church to be able to seek your face for comfort in their loss. Give them wisdom as they evaluate some of the basic questions now before them as to what to do for a place to worship and what is needed to go forward. Thank you that you can give them the peace and encouragement they will need in the days to come. I lift this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Representative Ledoux, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Dahlstrom.
Would ask that beautiful prayer be spread across the journal.
Hearing no objection, then that beautiful prayer will be spread across the journal. Madam Clerk, would you certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify as the correctness of the journal for the 59th, 60th, 61st, 62nd, and 63rd legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal of the previous days be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
No objection, then the journal for the previous days will be certified as presented by the Chief Clerk. Do we have any guests for introduction this morning? Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the Taylor Gallery, I have Jessica Coons. She's a senior at Seward High School, and she's with me this entire week as an intern in my office. So I'd like the body to help me welcome.
Do we have other guests for introduction this morning? Representative Wyrock, no. Other guests for introduction this morning? Other guests for introduction this morning. Representative Wyrock.
I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker. In the Taylor Gallery, there's two guests, Taylor Hubbard and Lars Waldo. They are both interning in my office this week, and they'll also be helping the representative from downtown if she needs help as well. They're both seniors at the Juno Douglas High School, and they want to get a closer eye to see what goes on here. I'm not sure if my office is the best place for that.
Other guests for introduction. Okay, Madam Clerk, do we have any messages from the governor?
A message dated March 8th stating that in accordance with Alaska Statute 3905080, the governor submits the following names for legislative confirmation to the Big Game Commercial Services Board, Robert Mumford.
Refer to the Resources Committee.
Board of Game, Richard Burley.
resources?
Both.
And Mr. Cliff Judkins?
Both of the resources.
Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives, Melinda Cosgrove?
To the Labor and Commerce Committee.
Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners, Dr. Lauren Bradbury?
Labor and Commerce.
And Board of Social Work Examiners, Gail Rose Henderson?
To the Labor and Commerce.
There are no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Down to messages from the other body.
A message dated March 13th stating the Senate has passed and transmitted for consideration committee substitute for Senate Bill 112 Finance, amended by the Senate Finance Committee, entitled An Act Relating to a Tax on Residents of and Individuals Employed in Regional Educational Attendance Areas, Relating to Permanent Fund Dividend Applications, Relating to Regional Educational Attendance Area Grants, and Providing for an Effective Date.
Referred to the Committee on Regional Affairs and Finance.
There are no further messages from the other body.
Are there any communications?
Received from the Department of Administration the report of the monetary terms of the collective bargaining agreement reached between the state and the Alaska Correctional Officers Associations, and the report on the monetary terms of the arbitration award as a result of a dispute between the state and the Alaska State Employees Association.
Those will be sent to the Finance Committee.
There are no further communications.
Are there any standing committee reports?
There are no standing committee reports today.
Are there any special committee reports?
And there are no special committee reports.
Do we have any resolutions or citations to be introduced?
A citation honoring Harold N. Buddy Brown by Senator Seekins and Senator Kukesh. In memoriam George Moore by Representative Gruenberg Anderson and Senator Guest. In memoriam Mary Alice Jones by Representative Ledoux and Senator Davis. In memoriam Stephen John Sutherland by Representative Coghill. In memoriam Margaret Sullivan Pat by Senator Gary Stevens and Representative Seaton. In memoriam Nora Gwynn, first Alaska Native judge, by Senator Hoffman and Representative Kapsner. In memoriam Frank Lewis Charles by Senator Hoffman. There are no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Are there any bills to be introduced?
There are no bills for introduction.
Okay, that brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Madam Clerk, would you please read the first item on today's agenda?
Committee substitute for House Bill 394, Labor and Commerce, entitled An Act Relating to Allowing Insurance Policy Forms to be Filed and Approved in Languages Other than English if an official English language version is also filed, and authorizing use of insurance policy forms and associated materials in language other than English. The bill's in third reading.
Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Excuse me. Mr. Speaker, according to the latest consensus, there's over 80,000 Alaskans speak another language than English at their home. These same Alaskans are required to buy car insurance, home insurance, and other insurance policies. And the dilemma is that state law is not clear as to whether or not these policies or the flyers advertising policies can be done in any other language other than English. And since the law is silent on this, since the law is silent on which version or policy or material is the official version, and since no translation is perfect, and any translation is easily challengeable in court, companies have been reluctant to publish the pamphlets or policies in any other language than English. What this bill attempts to do is remove that obstacle and allow the companies to now publish the insurance policies and the advertising materials in another language, as long as the English language is the official version, or in other words, it's the controlling policy version that is submitted to Department of Insurance, along with the version in Spanish or whatever other language. Hopefully, House Bill 394 will make it easier for companies to serve a growing community in Alaska that speak another language than English. But yet, it's going to help clarify the responsibilities of the companies to protect the consumer. Mr. Speaker, This is a relatively simple bill, but yet I think it's going to make a big difference in many families in this state, a growing number of families in this state that do speak another language other than English. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker. Debate. Chief Roomberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe we have an amendment being passed out, and I'm going to ask
the consent that the bill be returned to second reading for the purpose of a specific amendment, that being amendment number one.
Hearing no objection, then, we will be back in second reading for the purposes of a specific amendment. That amendment being amendment number one by Representative Gruenberg. Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm the sponsor of the bill. Representative Myers on it also. And I'd ask, I would move the amendment.
There is an objection. Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If the members would turn to page 2, line 6, the current language requires that in order to find a violation of this, the insurer must not knowingly misrepresent information. It's pretty difficult to determine whether an insurance company knowingly does anything. And what we've done is taken the language from the current statute in Title 21, misrepresentation and false advertising of insurance policies, and used the term misrepresent. So that we'll read, an insurer may not misrepresent information. And the language in the amendment takes the definition from AS 21.36.030B and puts it into this section. And the term misrepresent information will be defined to include a statement or omit a statement when, taken in context of the whole presentation, the statement or omission may tend to mislead or deceive the person or persons addressed. That is identical to AS 21.36.035B, which is the standard for misrepresentation in the with respect to other insurance matters. And the final thing on page 2, line 8, is a technical change. The language currently says subsection, and the language should be a section. That's just a Cura typo. And I'd ask unanimous consent for the amendment.
Is the objection to the amendment maintained? Hearing no objection, and amendment number one has passed the House. Are there any, let's see, we're back in third reading. Is there any other debate? Representative Ledoux.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I believe this bill is an excellent bill for a couple of reasons. Number one, it includes a section of our population and makes it easier for that section of the population that may not speak English to be able to understand what's in their insurance policies. But the second reason why this bill gets a good grade from me is that this is a pro-business bill. This is something that's making it easier for corporations, for insurance companies, to sell insurance to people who don't read and write English. It doesn't require them to do so, but it allows them to do so. So for those two reasons, I think this is just an excellent bill.
Other debate? Ready for the question? Now that we got that all cleared up. Question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 394, Labor and Commerce, amended on the floor of the House, pass the House? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
31 yeas, 0 nays.
And so, with a vote of 31 yeas and 0 nays, committee substitute for House Bill 394, Labor and Commerce, has passed the House. Madam Clerk, do you please read the next item on today's agenda?
Senate Bill 224 by Senator, entitled An Act Establishing Older Alaskans Day. The bill's in third reading.
Ready for the question? Please come back to order. Representative Lynn, you're carrying this bill. Do you want to speak to it?
Yes, very pleasing, honored to carry this bill, establishing a special day for older Alaskans. And I suppose I should declare conflict of interest, but really, there's no conflict here as much of interest as there is, we don't share the same experiences, the different generations, because we grew up at different times. I was born in 1933 during the Great Depression. And because of that, I make me something of a fiscal conservative, We don't like to take those risky investments. Makes us very cautious with our money because we know what can happen. World War II came along. We had Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 1941. Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And that was my generation's 9/11. And World War II, of course, followed that. And my mother was in World War II in the 15th Air Force in Bari, Italy. I was raised by my grandparents. And I think going through the World War II generation, it's just natural to support our troops. It just instilled a basic patriotism, and there was no timetable to bring those troops home. We had to win the battle before the troops came home. President Roosevelt died. I remember the day he died. I was in the seventh grade. He was an icon. And then he was followed by Harry Truman, of course, plain speaking, man of the people, probably my favorite Democrat politician, president. He said, the buck stops here. And in those days, of course, the differences between the two major parties, were basically economic and how you do tax, this type of thing. They didn't differ so much on the social issues. They differed just on economics of things. Cuban Missile Crisis, I was controlling aircraft at that time. Very scary thing. Most people in this house were not around at that time, or at least not doing workaday business. Of course, the civil rights battles of the 50s and 60s, I almost got arrested a couple of times because of that. So I have a very strong feeling for the very wonderful things that we did during those days. And of course, Martin Luther King, another hero of mine, and he never played the race card per se. He just talked about equal rights, civil rights for people, no matter who you are. I guess this came really home to me the other day on how the generations really don't share the same experiences, and it hampers communication sometimes. I was getting ready to go into a committee meeting, and a gentleman came up, had some questions he wanted me to ask at the committee meeting. I said, do you think I'm Charlie McCarthy and you're Edgar Bergen? And he said, who's that? And I was just flabbergasted by the whole thing, because I grew up in the era of the radio drama, the radio comedies, and so on. They're just an example of how the generations really sometimes don't communicate to each other because they have different shared experiences. And we have a lot of debate going on about building bridges. And I think very good bridges need to be built between the generations, the older generations and the younger generation, because we have so much to learn from each other. And so I think this bill establishes a bridge between generations, and I ask the support of everybody here in passing the bill. Thank you.
Well, we got that history lesson. Does anybody else want to debate the bill? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 224 pass the House? Members, please vote. Representative Holm, I know it's getting late, but you want to vote? Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
30 yeas, 0 nays.
So with a vote of 30 yeas and 0 nays, Senate Bill 224 has passed the House. Madam Clerk, please read the next item on today's agenda.
House Joint Resolution 31 by Representatives Wyrock, Curtula, Holm, Lynn, Gardner, Newman, Thamen relating to designated September 9, 2006 as Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorders Awareness Day. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered the resolution recommending do pass. Assistant Gardner, Coring, Wilson, a zero fiscal note was attached. The report was signed by Representative Wilson. Chair, I have no amendments.
No amendments. Mr. Majority Leader.
I'm going to ask unanimous consent that the House Joint Resolution number 31 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Seeing no objection, we're in third. Madam Clerk, please read the title for the third and final time.
House Joint Resolution 31 relating to designating September 9, 2006 as Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorders Awareness Day.
Representative Wyrock.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Joint Resolution 31 would designate 9 a.m. on September 9th, 2006 as Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorder Day, FASD. We often speak of FAS, fetal alcohol effects, or fetal alcohol syndrome. That's now rolled into fetal alcohol spectrum disorder because there's a whole spectrum of problems that result when a woman who's pregnant drinks alcohol. FASD is completely preventable if someone doesn't drink, or a woman doesn't drink while they're pregnant. And so that 9906 at 9 a.m. Is symbolic for please don't drink at all when you're pregnant. And let's give birth to something, to babies. And this FASD is 100% preventable. So this is just to sensitize the entire population of the state of Alaska to this problem, which is, among all states, the worst in the nation for instances of FASD. And I think it's something we should all attempt to avoid and eliminate from the face of the earth. So I appreciate your support.
Other debate? Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I encourage everyone to vote yes on this. It's obvious in our state that even though this is something that is 100% preventable, because we're number one in the nation, we all need to learn more about it. So I urge everyone to vote yes on this.
Is there other debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Joint Resolution 31 pass the House? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
31 yeas, 0 nays.
So the vote of 31 yeas, 0 nays, House Joint Resolution 31 has passed the House. Madam Clerk, please read the next item on today's agenda.
House Concurrent Resolution 5 by Representative Seaton, Salmon, Kapsner, relating to supportive community water fluoridation. I have no amendments. The bill's in final reading.
Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. HCR 5 recognizes the health benefits of fluoridation in water systems. You have in your packets resolutions from about 20 different entities, including the Alaska Medical Association, the Dental Association, Public Health, the Native Health Consortium, and others. For every dollar that we invest in this preventative, we eliminate about $37 in future dental costs. And what has happened is we have extended our senior care system to dental costs because we recognize the large medical costs that are later associated with untreated dental care. HCR 5 does not impose anything on the communities of our state. What it does, it says that if we design more village safe water treatment plants, we will incorporate in the design the connections and the space for fluoridation. Basically, what is happening is when a community decides that it wants to fluoridate, it will then not have to go in and re-engineer its system. So this is a money savings, but it puts no burden on any community and does not require any community to fluoridate. It simply makes it so that if they decide they want this health benefit, they can do it in a very efficient and cheap manner for systems that we have designed and put into effect in the state. So anyway, I urge the members to vote for HCR 5 as a way of promoting health care in our state and still leaving local communities the full option of local control. Thank you.
Other debate? You ready for the question? Question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 5 pass the House? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
29 yeas, 1 nay.
So the vote of 29 yeas and 1 nay, House Concurrent Resolution 5 has passed the House. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item on today's agenda?
There's a citation on today's calendar.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I consent that the citation on today's calendar be approved.
Objection, the citation on today's calendar is approved. Is there any unfinished business, Mr. Majority Leader? I have one. Since we're not in session tomorrow, reconsideration for House Bill 300, qualification of Oil and Gas Conservation Commission member. Remember that detail a little while ago. That will be held over until Wednesday, March 15th. Any other unfinished business? Any committee announcements? Representative Samuels. Mr. Speaker, the House Resources Committee will meet tomorrow at 12:30. And up till now, we've pretty much been treating this as a committee of the whole. But as we get into the adoption of the CS and the discussion of the CS and the amendment phase, we'll be limiting the debate and the amendments to members only. And if we don't, we'll try to contact the members tomorrow if we don't kind of get everything organized. But right now, we'll schedule for 12:30.
Resources tomorrow at 12:30. Brief at ease. House, come back to order. Are there any other committee announcements? Representative Roper, you have a Rules Committee announcement?
Yes, sir, we do. We have a meeting tomorrow. That's published. Any other announcements? What time?
Other announcements. Got something else?
I do, Mr. Speaker.
Okay.
Yes, the Rules Committee is at 11 a.m. Mr. Speaker, just a reminder that our ethics public disclosure statements are due on March 15th, 2006. And just a reminder that the following disclosures are required yearly or annually. Close economic associations, membership on boards or commissions, state benefit or loan programs, representation before a state agency, state contracts and leases. One of the what you need to understand is if you have a current one in 0405, do an 06. If you had it before, you still need to file it again. So make sure if you have an ongoing one, you file it. Thank you.
Keep up on those ethics reports. Representative Meyer, under committee announcements or other announcements?
Committee announcements.
We'll roll back to committee announcements. Representative Meyer?
Mr. Speaker, may we move back down?
I did.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I missed my clue.
The minority leader didn't object, so we're okay.
Okay, great. I just want to mention we did schedule a House Finance meeting at 4 o'clock. It's an optional meeting. I guess all meetings are optional, but this is really optional. This is an overview by the Department of Fish and Game. Commissioner Campbell is going to give a brief presentation on what they're doing in Fish and Game. Thank you.
Other committee announcements? Any other announcements? Any special orders? Representative Gatto.
Mr. Speaker, permission to speak on the number 46.
Without objection, number 46.
Thank you. Excuse me. 46 is actually the number of children that today will be diagnosed with cancer. And the other number I want to talk about is 77. And that is 77% of children with cancer can now be cured. So we're making a lot of progress, and 40 years ago, nobody got cured. I think their cure rate was 1%. So in 40 years, we've gone from 1 to 77%, but of course, all that takes money. So what I'm doing is trying to let you know, and I have already let you know, that St. Baldrick's, which is a nice play on words, happens this Friday, and that is some people will shave their heads. Other people who don't shave their heads will donate money. So, if you want to shave your head, you're free, you're done. If you don't want to shave your head, then I'm pleading that you donate money. I stuck these green cards in everybody's box. You'll notice some of them come back and they got money stuck in them. That's the goal. The idea is to raise just a pile, and there's a website, names get posted. Like to see, you know, if I had to pick a number, I'd like to see at least several thousand dollars, and I'm pretty far away from that right now. So I'm going to be a little bit more of a pest and try to see that we can't get some money. Remember, when you guys all go and you beg for money for campaigns, it's kind of hard to get it, but you usually want some minimum amount. In fact, big amounts are better. But you want something, and you're not talking about $5. You never do. It would help, but that's not what you want. It's not what I want either. So I'm going to be a little pesky, and I'm hoping that I get 5,000. Good number. Thank you.
What about those of us that are follically challenged?
Well, you get a discount.
Other special orders. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. I move and ask unanimous consent that the notice and publication requirements be waived and the citation honoring Harold and Buddy Brown be taken up as a special order at this time.
Without objection.
And Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that this citation be approved.
Without objection, the citation honoring Buddy Brown, special order citation honoring Buddy Brown will be approved. Representative Curtula.
On community.
Community.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The community of Juneau suffered two situations this weekend. The first is there are two men who are currently missing from the fishing boat, the Slayer. They haven't been found yet. The Coast Guard has called off the search, but people are still looking, I believe, on land for the men. So I'd like to ask that the body keep these people in their prayers and thoughts. The second is that the community's lost a beautiful landmark, the Episcopalian Church that I walked by just about every year going to and from school. It was a National Historic Landmark. There was priceless artwork. But moreover, it's just a wonderful community of people. Sadly enough, the house adjacent to the church was also destroyed, and three people have lost their homes. So I'd also ask that you keep those people in your thoughts as we go on our week and here in our community. Thank you.
Other special orders? Excuse me. Representative Chenault.
Three words, Mr. Speaker.
Three words. Keep them clean.
I will do my best, but I guess first two words would be thank you. Saturday night, the Arctic Winter Games finished up with their closing ceremonies on the Kenai Peninsula. There were about 1,900 athletes that attended the games from all over the Northern Hemisphere. A lot of camaraderie, a lot of volunteers. As a matter of fact, I think the number is about 2,900 volunteers helped to put these games on through the week. A huge success. I think they showed that Alaska can put on these type of events and do them with the best of anywhere else. And I just want to say thank you to all the volunteers, the coaches, and the athletes, and also congratulations for putting on a great show. Thank you.
Other special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday, March 15th.
See, no objection, then we'll be in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday.